Okay, good morning, everyone. Boker Tov. Please help yourself some coffee and some donuts, generously sponsored by Becky and Avi Katz. 10 minutes of meaning is sponsored in memory of Becky's father, L'Nishmas David Menachem Manish. We are in Mesilas Yesharim. The Ramchal has been reminding us the midah of zrizus, the quality of alacrity, of zeal, of enthusiasm, of energy, of passion, of not being lazy or procrastinating, of not mailing it in, of not getting away with the bare minimum, but in life, relentlessly pursuing our goals, not a wish list, but a series of resolutions, a plan, a timeline, metrics and measures to figure out the best version of ourselves and how we get there. So Ramchal described, we finished last week, that there is no neutral. It's not like I can either be moving forward with my foot on the pedal, or I can stand still and I can rest. If a person is standing still, if a person is not pursuing their goals, they're moving backwards. Life is not, there is no power, there is no neutral. Life is not like a staircase that you can climb a step and then stay stagnant, remain on that step. But it's like an escalator. If you're not moving up, then you're going to fall backwards, you're going to move down. And why is that? What is the danger of falling backwards? The Ramchal describes, Ma'an Shol Shozeh, what is the negative consequence of a person who leads a lazy life, of a person who's not filled with zeal? Shlomo Pirshu Uporitz Gadar Yishchenu Nachash. Shlomo HaMelech in Koheles writes, one who breaches a fence will be bitten by a snake. V'hainu, ki ra'as ha'atzal ina ba bebas achas, ela ma'at ma'at, belo sheyeda v'yargish ba. You know, if you have a lazy day, so one day you didn't get up for shul. One day you didn't make the phone call, return the emails. One day you didn't eat right. One day you skipped out on the exercise regimen you started. One day you didn't learn, even though you had pledged you'd set aside time every day for learning. One day of laziness. Lightning doesn't strike. You don't gain 50 pounds. You don't become a ma'aretz. You don't destroy your relationships. You don't lose your job. So what happened in one day? So Ramchal describes the way laziness negatively impacts us is ma'at ma'at. It's slow. It's insidious. It saps us of our energy and of our drive, of our ambition, of our aspiration. Little by little, slowly but slowly, a person who's lazy and a person who gives up on opportunities and passes up will slowly look back and realize all the damage that was done, the self-sabotage they created in their lives. When I see this line in the Ramchal, I'm reminded of the famous 19th century science experiment. I don't know that it actually happened, but it's quoted by many. Of the frog and the beaker. They say that there was a beaker filled with boiling water. If you drop a frog into a beaker filled with boiling water, what does the frog do? Jumps right out. It touches, it senses the boiling water, it perceives danger, so it jumps right out in order to avoid the threat, avoid the danger. But if you put a frog in a beaker in a pot of cold water, and you put it on a slow boil, so the frog says first, ooh, this is cold. This is warming up us, a nice jacuzzi, it's a nice little bath. And the next thing you know, the frog boils to death in the experiment. And of course, the idea is for all of us, sometimes when we quickly engage or encounter danger, we perceive, we identify that danger, we recoil, we withdraw, we understand the threat, and we remove ourselves, we protect ourselves from it. But something like laziness, lethargy, it's slow, and it impacts us negatively over time. And we slowly boil to death in the pot and the cauldron of laziness and procrastination. And all of a sudden we look back and we say, where did the years go? And why am I stuck in this job? I thought I was going to rise professionally. And why are my relationships where they are? I thought they were going to advance. And why do I feel so ignorant and lack such knowledge? I thought I was going to be an accomplished Talmud Chacham. And why, and why, and why? Because slowly but surely we look back and we realize, you know, I had a wish list. I wanted to just wake up and be thin, wake up and be happy, wake up and be rich, wake up and be smart, wake up and be a Talmud Chacham. But as the Piyaz Etzner said, that's a wish list. It's not resolutions. Resolutions are, how am I going to get there? What's the path? What's the journey? How will I hold myself accountable? What are the measures and what are the metrics? And if we don't and we allow that laziness, then slowly but surely we'll look back with great regret. Because gradually it goes forward until we realize that we are consumed with this negativity. In the beginning, initially, we merely cut down on our efforts. You can't be accomplished in Torah learning without effort, without immersing ourselves. It's last week's parsha. You can't have a casual relationship with Torah. You can't get the way. You can't be a minimalist in life. The minimum davening, the minimum learning, the minimum time with your spouse, the minimum time with your kids, the minimum getting away with at work what needs to be done. If you live life like a minimalist, you get away with the least in every area of your life, you'll have a minimalist life. You'll be the least, and you'll live the least, and you'll have the most regret. But if you have a maximalist life, you set high goals and high ambitions, and you pursue them, and you hold yourself accountable for them. It's all a separate discussion. You don't beat yourself up when you fail to reach them. How do you not beat yourself up if you feel like a failure? If you set unrealistic goals, is a separate discussion. But to have aspiration and ambition and to pursue it, to wake up with zeal and energy, to be driven to accomplish in Torah, in Ruchnias, in Gashmias, in spirituality, and in the mundane. So when you're lazy and you're a minimalist and you get away with the least you can, when it comes later, then it's going to be very difficult. You're not going to understand. You won't perceive. You're going to struggle. Says Ramchal, if you're a minimalist and you have the least knowledge, you're going to make big mistakes. You're going to violate the halacha. If you're a minimalist in your relationships, you're going to miscalculate, you're going to misjudge, and you're going to sabotage your relationships. If you're a minimalist at work, you're going to make mistakes, you're going to try to cut corners, you're going to try to get ahead without the hard work that it takes, and you're going to end up in trouble. So it's not just that it's a bad idea, it has a negative impact. Again, the Ramchal has set up this paradigm that it's one of two choices, it's binary. We're even driven and ambitious and we have energy and we pursue accomplishing our goals with zrizus, with enthusiasm, or else we're laziness, we're going backwards, we're going to undermine and compromise and forfeit so much in life. There is no in between. You can't say, yeah, I just am. I'm not particularly driven. I'm not particularly lazy. You're either driven or lazy. There's no power, there's no neutral, there's no in between. Amar Shlomo, Shlomo said in Mishlei, Ve'echza anochi ashis libi. And when I beheld all of this, I considered it well. Is bonanti al davar hazeh, v'risi godol harosha bo. Shehu ke'eres haholech u'mispashet ma'at ma'at. I thought about it, I contemplated it, and I realized it's like a poison that spreads. It's like a tumor that metastasizes. Ve'en pu'ulasum nikeres ad hamisa. And like the frog in the beaker, you don't realize until it's too late. You don't realize until you've given up and forfeited, until you've sabotaged so much. V'zeu ma'at she'nos. As the pasuk says in Mishlei, a little sleep and your poverty will arrive as suddenly as one who walks, and your deficiency as fast as the man who shields. A little bit of sleep, just five more minutes, just a little bit of shluf. That five more minutes, that inability to jump out of bed and greet the bed, greet the day. Shulchan Aruch, the code of Jewish law begins, Yiskaber Ka'ari, that you have to jump out of bed like a lion to greet the day. I struggle with it. I'll admit, it's hard for me. There are people who don't need an alarm. There are people who have an alarm, and at the first buzz, they sit up, they get going, they get out of bed. I have several alarms strategically placed all around the room, around the house, multiple snooze buttons, the early, the late. Whatever system you have to put in place, but to not violate, to not go past, to not end up giving up the time or failing on the pledge that you made yourself. What time, what minyan, what chavrusa, what exercise, how you're going to begin the day. It all goes downhill with the five more minutes of sleep. That voice of laziness, that voice of procrastination, that voice says, what's the harm, five more minutes? That's the slow boil of the beaker, and you are the frog. And those five more minutes, they turn into an hour that day, they turn into the lost minyan, they turn into the late work, they turn into starting the day with the footstep of laziness. Rather than yiskaber ka'ari, the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch is not a halacha about brachos. It's not a halacha about Shabbos or Kashrus or Yom Kippur or holiness. It's about how we start our day, because everything goes after the beginning. And how we start our day will define and informs and inspires how our day will continue. Do we jump out of bed like a lion to greet the day? Do we have goals for today? Are we coasting today? Is inertia carrying us through the day? Or have we identified what are my goals by the end of today? Here's what I need to achieve at work. Here's what I want to accomplish at home. Here's in my own personal balance what I want to achieve in my own ruchnias, my learning, my davening. Have I allocated 3 minutes where I put my phone on airplane mode and I meditate and I do a little hisbodedus and I think about life and I measure where I am and how I get to where I want to be. What are my goals for the day and what's my plan to pursue them and to achieve them with a sense of zerizus, with alacrity, with zeal, and with great enthusiasm. Wishing everyone a great day.